This is Cary Gephart, and you're listening to Five for Fruit, your five-minute fix for Reformed theology and practice.
What we do here is go back.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. This is Paul speaking to his brother in the Lord, Timothy, with the confidence that he has that now he is looking out into the beyond at the end of his life, knowing that the Lord, because of his faithfulness, will grant to Paul the crown of righteousness, that Paul may take that crown and cast it at his king's feet. Welcome back to another episode of Five for Fruit, a proud member of the Society of Reformed Podcasters. We hope you're enjoying the SORP content, and if you want to learn more about the Society, go to reformedpodcasts.com. This week in ministry, I have been considering the reality of death in this world. The book of Romans says the wages of sin is death, and death is not something that any of us can escape. The book of Hebrews says it is appointed for all men to die once and then face the judgment. So death is a reality. Death is a reality that we cannot escape regardless of our worldview, regardless of whether we're Christians, Muslims, Jews, whether we're Hindu, whether we're atheists. Death is a reality for everyone. But the question is not whether death is a reality. The question is, how do we face that reality? How do we, like Paul, look out into the beyond at the end of our life and have confidence that this is not the end, that we aren't just going to be simply buried into the ground and become food for worms and covered in dirt and decay, but that there is a resurrection of the living and the dead, and that Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. So how do we face this reality? How do we face this reality of death? I think of the Lord's Day 1 of the Heidelberg Catechism, which says, our only comfort in life and in death is that we are not our own, but belong to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, it's easy to say that Christ is our comfort in life, although we may experience all kinds of difficulties in this world. But sometimes we skip right past that other word there, don't we? Christ is our only comfort in life and in death. How can Christ be our comfort in death? That's what I want to talk about today, and I want to look at a very specific passage with this in mind. Paul wants to comfort the believers in Thessalonica. So in 1 Thessalonians, he writes to them about the future coming of the Lord, and he wants to tell them, and he wants to make sure that they know, because people in the midst of their congregation, people in their church, their beloved brothers and sisters in Christ have passed away, and they're asking, these believers, this church is asking, what's going to happen to them? This is what Paul writes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep. That's another word for dying. Or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. And he ends with these words in verse 18, therefore encourage, therefore comfort each other with these words. This is not about a secret rapture. This is about the culmination of all time and history, when Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. And the comfort of believers is this, that even in death, we have hope. We have hope that when Christ returns, he will return to bring all of us with him, that we may be with the Lord forever. People of God, may you experience the joy of that comfort. Until next time, may you bear much fruit to the glory of God. Five for Fruit is a proud member of the Society of Reformed Podcasters. Check out more members of the Society at reformedpodcasts.com. Subscribe, rate, and review Five for Fruit on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And visit the website fiveforfruit.com to listen to past episodes and to read articles. Until next time, this is Five for Fruit, your five-minute fix for Reformed theology and practice.